Let's speak to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we praise you because you created us and everything in this world, providing for those you created. Yet, when we turned our back on you and went our own way, ignoring and rejecting you, rather than giving us the punishment and wrath we deserve, you took the costly route of offering us mercy through your Son. We adore you because you sent him to become our head and die on our behalf because of your love. We thank you that we're given new life in him and have our relationship with you restored so that we're at peace with you and share with Jesus and his inheritance. But, Father, we still fall short of your glory. We're still proud and selfish and greedy. We still focus on our own lives and the things of this world to the neglect of representing you and your kingdom. We still harbour unforgiveness and bitterness against others, but rather than representing the mercy you show us to them. Father, we ask for your forgiveness and mercy for all these things. But we ask this, knowing that you do show mercy, that because of Jesus, we are forgiven. We're your forgiven people. And that more than this, you promise to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we confess our sins. And so we claim this promise. Cleanse us by your Spirit, so we can know you better and represent you more. Grow us in the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, kindness and patience. While we wait for Jesus' return, let us become more and more ready for it, displaying your hope in our lives. Father, we thank you for the birth of our moderator, Derek's child to him and Anna. And we ask for aid in you, that you will bless him as he grows up, so that he knows, loves, and represents you. Let him know your peace and joy. And we ask that the children around our church would come to know and love the peace and joy that Jesus brings also. Lord, we ask for our farmers as we come into harvest time. We thank you for all the rain that we've had this year. Grant our farmers an abundant harvest. Control the weather so that they can harvest the crop. See your hand enabling them and praise you for it. Father, we ask for all those affected by the outbreak of the virus. Be with those who are infected and with any doctors and nurses treating them. Just place your protection on them. And for those in not lockdown, be there for them. Lord, we ask for wisdom for our leaders in our federal government so that they'd make good decisions as we're starting to come out of lockdown. Let any current outbreaks be contained. And just enable us to have the restrictions eased so that we can gather as soon as possible with the ability to sing of our joy in you. We look forward to singing and worshipping you, Father, in that form. And in wrath, Lord, remember mercy, but more importantly still, use this time to cause people to think about you. Use it to bring people to you so that they'd know and live out of a knowledge of Jesus. Lord, we ask you for the Presbyterian Church in Queensland that's in receivership. Be with our brothers and sisters in that church. Help all those involved, along with the receivers, to work through this wisely, to enable them to restructure properly, so the finances and governance are honouring to you. Place your hand over what's happening, Father, and on the courts and all those who review the issues. Especially grant the ministers and elders taking on the significant extra work, perseverance and strengthen you at this time. Be with the congregations and all who attend as they seek to continue to worship normally. Give them the peace that's beyond understanding. Jesus' name. Amen. The New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 13, starting at verse 24. Matthew 13, starting at verse 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling up the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and perch in its branches." He told them still another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough." Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world." Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.